When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2366. Top Money Lessons from ex-Navy SEAL Jocko Willink's acclaimed Jocko Podcast by Francisco Maldonado of TheFinanceTwins.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome to our bonus episode where I share another podcast from our network. And today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. Diana covers saving, investing, and earning more every day of the week. So with that, here's Diana reading for you and her commentary as we optimize your life.
Top Money Lessons from ex-Navy SEAL Jocko Willink's acclaimed Jocko Podcast by Francisco Maldonado of TheFinanceTwins.com. The United States Navy SEALs are widely regarded as the most elite special forces unit in the world. The training required to become a SEAL is astonishing. It's a grueling process that weeds out any candidate that doesn't show exemplary physical and mental toughness. There's a reason they're tasked with the highest profile assignments, like the 2011 raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. Over the years, I've met several current and former Navy SEALs and have always been impressed, which is why I've been listening to a podcast by a former Navy SEAL for a while. His name is Jocko Willink, and his podcast focuses on discipline and leadership in business and everyday life. It highlights many of the lessons he shares in his hit book, Extreme Ownership. The book is a worthwhile investment, but you can listen to it for free with an audiobook trial, which is well worth it. Believe me. Today, I want to share some of Jocko Willink's lessons and how you can use them to take your financial life to the next level. Even if you only put half of them to practice, you'll be glad you did. Jocko Willink, leadership is everything. A lot of people think that leadership is a trait that's useful on a football field, the battlefield, or during a corporate board meeting. The honest truth is that the most important place anyone can ever be a leader is within their own home. Even if they live alone and don't have a family yet, there is an opportunity to lead. The thing about leadership is that it's super easy to tell how effective it is by looking at the results. Let's say that you have set an ambitious goal for your family to pay off all your debt over the next 3 years. Are you leading your household in a way to get everyone on the same page to work together to achieve it? Are you putting yourself in the best position to succeed? Winning requires extreme ownership. If nothing else, the Jocko Podcast makes clear that without taking ownership, you won't live to your full potential. The brutal truth is that very few people will actually practice extreme ownership because it means taking complete responsibility for yourself and your future. It's easy to take responsibility in light of success, but true leaders also take responsibility when they fall short. No blaming others or making excuses for why you aren't living your dream life. The more time you spend worrying about what other people are doing and comparing yourself to them, the less time you're focusing on yourself and what you can and should be doing to make your goals a reality. So if you're sick of paying crazy interest rates on your student loans then do something about it and refinance them. Don't wait until it's too late. The same goes if you have children but no life insurance. If you really want to protect them, you need to do something about it. Get a free life insurance quote and start taking care of your loved ones. Take ownership. This means that if you and your fiancé created a budget but never actually stuck to it, don't blame them. Figure out what you could have done to support them or to get them on the same page. Maybe you did something that inadvertently confused or discouraged them. You'll never know if you spend all your time blaming others instead of taking ownership. If you want to achieve, you must believe. Jocko Willink says that if you don't believe in yourself or the mission you're working towards, you'll never take the risks necessary to succeed. When it comes to personal finance, you'll definitely need to make sacrifices in order to build a brighter future. This might mean staying late in the office to get a promotion or skipping bar nights in order to pay off your student loans faster. But if you don't believe that you're capable of achieving those things, you will come up with a million reasons why it's not possible and you'll never do it. Once you have the confidence to keep pushing, your behaviors will turn into habits, which will become automatic, and that's how you become disciplined. What's the worst thing that can happen if you really believe in yourself and take a chance to achieve something incredible? Even if you don't meet your goals right away, you'll at least be more happy since you'll have more confidence and self-esteem. Jocko Willink, check your ego at the door. When it comes to planning or executing a plan, having a large ego will only hold you back. Ego disrupts everything: relationships, teamwork, trust, respect, you name it. Be willing to accept feedback and criticism from others and embrace personal growth. It can make all the difference if you're focused on reaching your dreams. Never confuse feedback for criticism. At the same time, you should be kind to yourself. Just because you aren't wealthy right now doesn't mean that you don't matter or that you aren't enough as a person. Your financial situation is just one aspect of your life. You need to show yourself love and respect before you can give it to other people. What are you doing today to show yourself some love? Jocko Willink does it by exercising and keeping his mind and body sharp. You might do it by taking dance lessons, cooking a new recipe, or writing in your journal on a regular basis. Prioritization is everything. Jocko Willink exemplified focus. He was a successful SEAL because he always knew what the most important task that needed to be done was, and he didn't waste time. With our phones constantly in front of our faces, there are constant distractions and people pulling us in different directions. This makes prioritization more important than ever. This means that you need to develop a system to prioritize the things that are most important to you. For example, if your goal is to contribute $400 per month to your IRA, then try to automate the process by making automatic transfers from your bank account to your IRA, or set regular reminders so you don't forget. It's also critical to surround yourself with other people who will support you and lift you up. If you're trying to save money to aggressively save for your first house, then spending all your free time with people who seem to like spending money more than anything else in the world might not be the best idea. The last thing you need when focusing on your money is to become the victim of lifestyle creep. You just listened to the post titled Top Money Lessons from Ex-Navy SEAL Jocko Willink's acclaimed Jocko podcast by Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, I certainly agree with the need to be disciplined, take personal responsibility, and build mental toughness. I also recognize how that's led me to burnout in the past. I've been known to be a perfectionist and overachiever, so I love setting ambitious goals. But the other side of that same coin is an inability to relax and a near constant state of anxiety. I'm just now starting to learn that progress is far superior to perfection, and enjoying the process of striving towards goals is just as important as reaching them. I tried to read one of Jocko's books in the past, and it didn't resonate with me because the tough love and no excuses narrative feeds the voice inside me that tells me that my efforts are never good enough. Similarly, I recently read a book called Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. What this man has achieved is incredible. It's really inspiring and impressive. However, I got the impression that, like me, David's constant urge to achieve is a unique form of torture he inflicts on himself. And I'm not saying that we don't need discipline. I'm just saying that we can take it too far. As much as we need to take personal responsibility, we also need to learn self-compassion. I think self-discipline needs to be paired with a positive attitude and a sense of awareness for how you're internalizing your ambitions. Are you working towards goals with a healthy sense of detachment, or do your achievements define your self-worth? And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.